Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ted Blank is a luxury travel specialist with Travel Advisors, and tis the season to start traveling if you can. Many people grounded with the weather and the cancellations that went into it. Ted, let's start with that. You go out to the airport, and let's just say that your flight is canceled, or you know, you're not going to get to Thanksgiving, and even if you can go tomorrow, it's not worth it at this point, whatever it is. When you get to that counter, what's the best way to negotiate out of that so that you don't you get some value for it, you can get a ticket in return, you can get something on your terms?
Thanks for having me, Mike. You know, anytime a flight is canceled, the airline will generally give you a refund. If the flight is canceled due to some sort of a mechanical problem, usually they're going to be a little more generous with the compensation. But with weather, pretty much a refund is the best you're going to do. If you decide to purchase a travel insurance policy, it can help out if you do have additional expenses, you know, if you have to spend the night in a hotel or something like that.
So that's where travel insurance can kick in, as it can pick up some of those additional costs?
Absolutely.
But that's got to be that's a pain, isn't it, to fill all that stuff out for one night in a hotel, or what's that look like?
Well, they're going to reimburse you for your expenses, so it'll be, you know, hotels, meals, if you need to take a taxi. You know, it's usually a pretty simple form, pretty straightforward. You send it in, and most travel insurance companies pay their claims quite promptly.
Do you advise people to, you know, we all get that box that we have the opportunity to check when we're online and booking tickets for a flight. Do you advise people to take that or not?
You know, it's a personal decision. If you're okay self-insuring, you know, if you're okay paying for the hotel out of your own pocket, then perhaps not. But if you're concerned about that cost, I'd say absolutely. You know, travel insurance usually costs between 5% and 10% of the cost of a ticket. So for some tickets, it's pretty, you know, the ticket's $200 or $300. The travel insurance policy is going to be pretty nominal.
Yeah. Ted Blank is our guest. If you have a phone call for him or a question, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. He's with Travel Advisors. And, of course, this begins a rather busy, at least for leisure travel, maybe not business travel, but a leisure season between Thanksgiving, the holidays, and people, at least in Minnesota, trying to get away in January, February, and March. This becomes a busy season. Now, online shopping for flights has become obviously an art for many. Is there a best way? I mean, I always figure, hey, Travelocity is going to have whatever everybody else has, so let's just go there. Am I missing the boat?
Well, there are sort of two categories of airfares, and I think most people are familiar with what's called a published airfare, and that's what you're going to find, you know, on a website if you call an airline. The fare is going to be what the fare is. Nobody has any special promotions, special discounts. Then there is a second category of airfare that's basically called unpublished airfare. And that's airfare that members of the general public really don't have access to. And so it's available through a travel advisor as part of a package. So some sort of a package where you might be putting together a flight, some hotels, rental cars, things like that. And it's you know, depending on where you're going, depending on how much the overall trip costs, there can be some pretty considerable savings if you're able to work with a travel advisor who can package things together for you.
But I can't get that, right? You're talking about somebody that they're putting together the whole trip. And so that airline's going, hey, you're going to send me 15 people on this plane so I can discount that, and then you can figure out your other costs, et cetera. So, I mean, that's something that you would specialize in, but I couldn't get to.
Correct.
But it's if you want to use, you know, if you use a travel agent or something like that, that would be the reason that you would do it in part, right? Is because you guys have more cost to negotiate.
Two reasons. I think one is that we have the ability to package things together. And the second is that if something goes wrong, we do have your back. And you've got somebody who you can call. And, you know, we monitor flights every day. And so, you know, Wednesday morning before the storm hit, we were already working to reroute our guests. And so our guests didn't have to wait in line at the airport. Things were taken care of for them.
So you mean you did it electronically, so they never had to sit and wait and go to the counter?
Yep. And before they got the email that their flight was canceled, we had rerouted them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Now, I was really fortunate. I flew last night, and my flight was only 45 minutes late. But when I looked up at the departure board, there were a lot of delays and cancellations going on.
Where did you fly from? Where to where?
I flew from Minneapolis to visit family in Oregon.
Okay, and everything was fine, the flight, everything else, other than the 45 minutes
We ended up leaving about an hour late, but other than that, everything was fine.
Well, that seems minimal at this point, I would think. Ted, let's
And that's actually another point, too, that I'd make. Each airline has a very, very different reliability record. Yeah. And so if you look at, the top-performing airlines like Alaska Airlines, Delta Airlines, the difference between them and the poorer-performing airlines in a situation like this, that's where it really comes out.
Okay. Can you say the name of the poor performing? Is that public? I assume it's
public domain. You can go to the U.S. Department of Transportation's website, but, it's some of the lower fare airlines you see out there, Frontier, Spirit. They often have very poor performance records, but it's also some of the other major airlines. I mean, American and United have both had really, really rough times over the past year or two.
Somebody told me that if you're going to fly American or Spirit or Frontier, and I oftentimes do, that if you can, as best you can, make sure you don't take the last flight out of town. Try to offer yourself at least that buffer so that if something goes wrong, maybe if the other plane's not full, they could put you on there. Is that a good travel tip?
It's a good travel tip. Some of those carriers, they may only have one flight a day, or they might only have one flight every 3 days.
Mm-hmm. So it depends on you, but if you watch that and if you see that they've got a number of flights that day, if you can, that's not a bad way to go.
Generally, it's going to give you more options. Now, in my case, yesterday, the snow was done by, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
And so it was really the morning flights that got disrupted, and the evening flights were in a lot better shape. So, it's good advice, but it's not a universal solution.
Okay, so Ted, let's just talk about Minnesotans in general now. You follow the trends. When will they start traveling where? Does it start with Chris? I mean, obviously, I always think of Thanksgiving as kind of a destination holiday where you go it doesn't matter where they live, you go somewhere specific to celebrate with people. When you get into Christmas vacation time and through spring break, you can go to places that are warm in general. When do people start going warm in Minnesota?
So Christmas is actually a really, really popular time for folks to, oftentimes they might take their entire family and go someplace warm. But then I would say people who don't have kids start to travel about the end of January. So sort of February 1st is kind of the beginning of the peak season. And then, of course, spring break, which kind of stretches out through the month of March, is really the peak of the peaks. But by April 15th, it's almost spring in Minnesota and people are kind of easing back on warm weather travel.
So as we sit here almost to December, what do you tell people that know they're going to go on a spring break or that know they want to travel this winter? Sometimes you go, I better jump on and get a plane right now. And then sometimes you live to regret that because you check later and you find out you could have paid less of a fare.
Well, I would say, first of all, keep in mind that, oftentimes when you're looking at those airfares online, you're not looking at the unpublished airfares. But I think the second thing to keep in mind is that the smart money books early. And so, we've been planning those spring break trips for people since probably last May. And those people are able to get access to the best hotels, the best rates, the best flights. You may find a lower fare, but it's not a nonstop, or it leaves at, some god-awful time in the morning. And there's a limit to how many seats there are. There's a limit to how many rooms there are. And so the smart money books early.
Okay, so as a trip advisor, I understand that a lot of what you do is groups and packages. But if you have a relationship, maybe you've used you before because you've been a part of that group. If I have a relationship with you on a one-on-one basis, can you also get me that unpublished or that good rate if I'm in a working relationship with you?
Yeah, absolutely. And to clarify, really, we mostly work at Travel Leaders. We mostly work with individual travelers.
Oh, you
do? We do work with groups, but most of the packaging we do is done on a one-to-one, one-to-one basis.
So the travel agent is still alive and well?
We're busier than ever.
Yeah, it's just a different strategy that you have in a different way about going about your business,
yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Well, is it fun?
It is. It is. I'm thankful every day I get to do what I love, and I'm thankful that I get to help folks experience the world in, new and unique ways, and I enjoy it. And, even if it's midnight and there's a phone call about a disrupted flight, kind of goes with the territory.
All right. What's Oregon like right now? What's it like today?
I'm sorry?
What's Oregon like right now? Is it nice there?
It's actually quite pleasant. It's about 50 degrees and sunny and breezy, and there isn't a flake of snow to be seen.
So it's just perfect for Thanksgiving.
Perfect for Thanksgiving, yep. And the turkey's in the oven, and we're going to be good.
Oh, yeah. You're just brunch time there right now. You haven't even moved into the noon hour, have you?
Earlier, yeah.
All right. Ted, keep up the good work. Thank you for your call.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.